And I conclude with a little bit of a shorter story with our Rebbe. And the story is that a person came by dollars. I don't remember the name, there's a name attached to the story. And he told the Rebbe that he's making Aliyah to Israel. And the Rebbe gave him a bracha and the dollar. And then the Rebbe gave him another dollar and he said, this is for the taxi driver. It's for the taxi driver. So the man was like shocked. Which taxi driver? The taxi driver. He thought, maybe I'll meet somebody when I come to Israel. Anyway, he did indeed come to Israel. He made Aliyah and he came with all his baggage. And, you know, he got to leave Ben Gurion Airport. So he got into a taxi. And he figured, oh, I'm in a taxi. Maybe this is the guy. Try to strike up a conversation with this fellow. Nothing doing. Try to mention Lubavitcher Rebbe. I don't want to hear about religion. Don't talk to me about religion. I didn't ask you, my passenger. Please stay quiet. I'll take you to your destination. Shut him down. Figured, what's the point of giving a guy like that a dollar? He's not interested. Okay, so the dollar remained in his wallet. Kept it with him, and then made a mental note of it that someday, probably, he said, the Rebbe said, give it to a taxi driver. Probably he's going to meet a taxi driver at some point, someday, somewhere. And he acclimatized himself to his new life in Israel. And he all but forgot about this whole exchange. You know, it was a dollar in his pocket. The Rebbe gave a dollar, but it didn't really mean very much. And he didn't know what to do with it. He kind of like receded into the back of his memory. A while later, he gets into a taxi in Israel. And he sees, you know, the taxi drivers have all their shtick, you know, the stuff over there. He sees a little pushka. That's like one of those suction cups, a little pushka on the front of the little tzedakah box. And a chitas, it's like they made for this little chumash tilim tanya, because the Rebbe said that helps keep safe. And a picture of the Rebbe in front. And he gets into the taxi and he looks at the pushka and the chitas and a picture of the Rebbe. And he thought to himself, oh, maybe he said the taxi driver. He remembers the dollar that's sitting in his wallet. So they start driving. And he says to the taxi driver, I see you have a tzedakah box and a picture of the Rebbe. So the guy says, yeah, I do. He says, I'll tell you the truth. I really was not very, I wasn't brought up with much faith. It's very traditional, but that's it. And recently, there's a little Chabad shul opened up in our neighborhood, and I started going there. I said, I felt a yearning. I've a desire to become more spiritual. And, you know, one thing leads to the next. I started doing more mitzvahs. I started to put on tefillin. And I'm really getting into it. I drive a monit. I drive a taxi. Now I have a little pushka here. And so that's my story. So the guy says, wow, I have something special for you. In that case, he says, he pulls out a dollar, a crisp dollar bill from his wallet. And he says that I'm happy to share this dollar of the Rebbe with you. The taxi driver turns white and literally screeches to a halt, pulls over as soon as he can, and he's like freaked out, overwhelmed. So the man says, is everything okay? He says, you're never going to believe this, he says. You're never going to believe this. He says, I had a huge fight with my wife this morning. She said, you know, you're all into this religion, and this is so, you're so much that this dot, and I'm not into it. When we got married, you weren't like this, and now you came. And she said to him, If the Rebbe cares so much about you, you want to be a Lubavitcher, let him send you a dollar. When Tig gives you a dollar, come back home. Otherwise, you know what? Why don't you find somewhere else to live? And he says, that's how I left my house this morning, totally broken. And he says, I can't even explain to you. How did you have a dollar? How did you think? And the man tells him, well, I have to tell you a story. He says, I went to get a dollar from the Rebbe before I made Aliyah. And the Rebbe said, give it to the taxi driver. And he said, I almost forgot about it, but it was like something I knew was a job I had to do. And I saw that picture, and I saw that little pushka. So the taxi driver got his dollar. And how tzaddikim see this, and how they know, that's not really our business. But our business is to be mekusher. Our business is to be connected to our Rebbe's.